This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. It's been a long time since college students staged full-scale demonstrations on campus. But here in Nashville, Vanderbilt University students are protesting against that school's move to build a satellite campus in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, a country with a long history of repression and human rights abuse. We spoke with David Posh, one of the students who helped break the story, and the co-founder of the fledgling movement Students Against Vanderbilt in the Emirates, to learn more. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I have I'm speechless at my guest this morning. A wonderful young man, a student at Vanderbilt. Some of you have been hearkening back to maybe some of our own days in college with student protests on campus, but this is an issue that is here to stay. I don't think that they're going anywhere. David Posh, he's a senior graduating from Vanderbilt University, and he's one of the founders of a very rapidly growing movement called Students Against Vanderbilt in the Emirates. And for those of you who've been reading some of the local as well as national news, you're aware that Vanderbilt University is seeking to build a school in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi for education, and it's going to bear the Vanderbilt name. It's going to be part of not exactly part of the system. We'll hear a little bit more from David. Welcome. It's good to have you in today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to spread the message to a few more people. Transparency and just the idea of educating the public and the Vanderbilt community and all the stakeholders is one of the most important things we can do.
Right. Well, you know, and it's, of course, the timing couldn't be worse for you guys because it's finals and getting ready for graduation, but you're down to the wire now. So this story really kind of broke unexpectedly. You know, for those of us that live in Nashville and support the university, and just as a disclaimer, I also have a son who's a senior graduating from Vanderbilt. This is not anything that's been covered in any of their news, internally, externally, in the press. It's sort of something that came out of nowhere. So tell us a little bit about what Vanderbilt's trying to do, and then we can talk a little more about, you know, the implications of it.
Right. And I agree. That's the fact that this has been totally hushed up for 11 months. The negotiations, as far as we know, started last May, is one of the biggest issues. We were so concerned and alarmed, which kind of, you know, motivated us to start this brand new initiative, right before finals. The initiative itself, as far as we understand it at this point, is an education school that is being established at the behest of the government of Abu Dhabi, which is one of the seven emirates that make up the United Arab Emirates. It's the richest city in the world, according to Fortune magazine. And it is a authoritarian, repressive regime with truly one of the world's worst human rights records. They have a lot of money, though, and Vanderbilt is being Vanderbilt's Peabody Education School, which is the number one in the world,
right,
was reached out to by the Abu Dhabi Education Council, and they have requested that we help them plan a curriculum and license our name and, you know, basically our reputation to build them a school which will serve their, you know, their interests and will allow them to educate and to train the next generation of teachers and principals for this country, for their entire public education system.
So the program that they're proposing there is not part of Vanderbilt's program. It's not really,
correct,
the target is not American students who want to learn about teaching in a foreign country. This is really a school, sounds like they're putting together a program to educate local professionals.
That's exactly right. When we first learned about this, the original impression we got was this would be almost like a branch campus where it would be bearing the Vanderbilt name and it would be Vanderbilt students and it would be really completely affiliated with our school. When we realized eventually the truth is actually a lot worse. We're licensing our name for a school that's going to have no academic or economic ties to Vanderbilt.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to have limited control over the curriculum. We're supposedly going to be very much involved in the planning of the curriculum, but in terms of how the school is administered and everything, you know, and how the school is actually going to be run and what they're going to teach there, our name's going to be on it, but it's going to be based on the government to decide how they're educating their people.
Right. And, you know, this is, as we spoke a little bit earlier, this is kind of a growing trend amongst our country's top universities. NYU has a program there. You mentioned the Sorbonne in Paris has a branch in another country. And why the Middle East? I mean, those are not governments that the United States is supportive of, that, you know, our relationships and our diplomatic relations with these countries are tenuous at best, and there's a lot of unrest in the region. So why do you think what's propelling this movement?
Well, it depends on whose perspective you look at it from. But just to be clear, the United States does consider the UAE an ally, and The difference is, I'd like to think, as members of the academic community, as an institution like Vanderbilt, which is a nonprofit, we can have values, and we don't have to have the element of realpolitik that is important for the United States foreign policy.
Right.
So while the U.S. government might consider them an ally, their values but certainly by no means are in line with those of Vanderbilt or those of the state of Tennessee. As far as what's propelling this initiative, from the Abu Dhabi side, I think it's more about proving their legitimacy. I think it's becoming pretty obvious to us as we read about the Arab Spring and democracy movements across the region that there's a growing discord between these authoritarian, non-democratic governments and the people that they govern. And for them, it's about proving legitimacy to their people. Look, we have the best education school in the country is coming in to approve of and put their name on our education school. And this is how we're going to teach you and educate you for the next generation. But it's got the Vanderbilt name on it, which is such a respected name and such a great institution that this is okay. This is legitimate. From the Vanderbilt perspective, we're really kind of unclear what the benefits are. I mean, some professors can talk about how they claim that there are some educational benefits. From all the experts that we've talked to, it doesn't seem like there are really any tangible benefits in terms of research and things we can do over there. It's mostly just about money. Honestly, NYU, in addition to all of the that's really the only model we have to work off of as far as a U.S. university. But in addition to covering all the costs of constructing the university over there and everything affiliated with the students, they gave a $50 million gift to NYU's endowment as a down payment. I assume with the expectation of more to come.
Right.
This is a country that possesses the world's largest sovereign wealth fund. It is, they have 9% of the world's proven oil reserves. And they have a lot of money, 90 years more supply. The money's not running out anytime soon, as far as we know. And it's an opportunity for universities like Vanderbilt to grow their endowment and to commence capital projects that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. So I understand there's appeal from both sides.
Right.
As a student and as someone who cares about this university and the values, what exactly is the price of those values?
Right. I'm speaking with David Posh. He's a senior at Vanderbilt University and one of the founders of SAVE, which stands for Students Against Vanderbilt and the Emirates. Remember that? Because I think we're going to be hearing a lot from these young adults for quite a while, and this issue doesn't seem to be going away. David, have you gotten some answers from the university? I know that initially this was a story that you guys kind of caught wind of, but now it's out there. And I'm just kind of curious to know what their response has been to all of this and where we're headed now.
After we launched our initial inquiries, they refused to speak to us on the record. Eventually, after we launched an awareness campaign and started making some noise in the local media, some university administrators, although not Chancellor Zeppos, did agree to meet with us. And we had a series of meetings, I guess you could say. And they've, tried to express to us how this is an opportunity for Vanderbilt to improve and doing kind of help this country improve its education system, and they've kind of given us their perspective on it, and that's basically it. We've certainly presented our concerns. We've provided them with a lot of different tangible steps they can do to ease some of our concerns if we are going to go forward with this project. But at this point, on behalf of SAVE, we really don't see any, we don't view this project as really anything more than legitimizing an authoritarian and oppressive regime and doing so for money, unfortunately. It doesn't seem like there really aren't any other, Vanderbilt really hasn't come up with any other reasons for this other than the opportunity for us to kind of use our values to help form the next generation and to help instill our own democratic values over in this country that doesn't have any of them. I don't personally believe that it's fully possible to do that with a government which has proven itself time and time again, especially in the past 2 weeks. They've proven that democracy and these kind of values that we're talking about are not even things they're willing to allow people to talk about. This is a country where it's illegal to it's illegal to speak badly about any of the ruling family, certainly. I believe speech that harms the economy is a crime that you can land in jail for.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a place where free speech and tolerance are values that are espoused by any of the leadership.
I'm speaking with David Posh. He's a senior at Vanderbilt and one of the founders of SAVE, which you will learn, Students Against Vanderbilt and the Emirates. And David, one of the things that I think is really extraordinary, in this modern age, the tone and the techniques for student protest are real different than when I was in college. And, you guys are not locking yourselves in an administration building waiting for the police to show up with tear gas. So what have you guys been doing to get this out there? Because I think that's a really interesting aspect of all this. You're bunch of the smartest kids in the country over there. So what's been the response, and what have you been doing to get this message out?
I would say it certainly takes a lot. It's taken a lot of manpower and man hours, but the new media tools and the abilities and the access we have here as Vanderbilt students, which the academic freedoms we have, for instance, which I wouldn't say take for granted, but which we really do appreciate here, which we might not be able to appreciate in a school like Vanderbilt Abu Dhabi. These things allow us to. We have a microphone and a platform that we really wouldn't have had at any other time, and we do recognize that. When we launched our awareness campaign, within 24 hours, we had 200 fans on Facebook. We launched a Twitter account. Just really from sitting in our dorm rooms, we were able to start an awareness campaign, reach out to local, national media, certainly using new media and all these social networking tools. And that allowed us to kind of build a voice. We have a lot of connections to the student newspaper. The original op-ed that I wrote exposing this was co-written with the opinion editor of the Vanderbilt Hustler. That was kind of the first exposure out of there. But from there, we've kind of been, starting from the grassroots level, a coalition of student leaders came together, and we've been just trying to spread the word by word of mouth, really anywhere we have a microphone that people are willing to listen to us. We want to talk about this. So.
Well, you guys are really proving that once again in a new generation, the voice of some really smart, talented students are more than willing to get the job done and have the power behind them. What's next for you guys? I know a lot of you are seniors who are graduating, but it sounds like this movement has got its own life now.
Well, we'll see. We're very fortunate that the coalition has grown very strong. We have a lot of juniors, seniors, and junior sophomores and freshmen who are active and eager to stay involved in this. And I don't know. We'll see in the next few weeks. Theo and I might not be completely pulling ourselves out of it as well. But I think the message is that we are. This is not something that we're just interested in for this 1 or 2 weeks. This is something that this conversation is going to keep going. And I'd like to remain a part of it as long as I can.
So if anybody listening wants to get more information and join the cause, where can they go?
I'd recommend you please check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/NOVU Abu Dhabi. That's facebook.com/NOVU ABU DHABI.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with David Posh, one of the best and the brightest that this country has to offer at Vanderbilt University. And he's one of the founders of SAVE, Students Against Vanderbilt in the Emirates. Be watching. There's going to be a lot more coming out of this, I'm sure. Hopefully pretty soon we'll hear more from the administration so that they get their chance to respond to all of this. But check it out. Check him out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/NOVUAbuDhabi.com. And you can learn more about it. David, thank you so much. Good luck in this. It's a unexpected turn of events in your personal life, and but congratulations on graduation and well done, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you.
Thanks for having me.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.